recognized by the chair of the committee. Mr. Verbeck, can you call the roll?
Yes, I do have a script to read before that, if it's okay.
Yep, go ahead.
Welcome to our virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email list on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours. And I can go to quorum or go to roll call.
Yeah, go ahead and do the roll call.
All right. Alderman Yazzie? We'll skip ahead. Alder Revere?
Here.
Alder Revere is here. Mr. Ruchuk?
Here.
Mr. Ruchuk is here. Mr. Farley is not.
Nax is here. Nax is here.
Okay. Okay, hold on a second.
I'm here, but I'm transferring to my computer now.
Okay. In there. Okay. Alder Knox is here. Alder Carter is here. Alder Miyazi.
Alder Miyazi is here.
Excellent. Alder Miyazi is here. It looks like Mr. Donnelly is not here. And Ms. Farley, I believe, is trying to connect but not here yet. But Chair, we do have quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Verbeck. Let's move on to public comment. Are there any registrants for public comment?
There is a register for public comment, but I do not see them here in Zoom.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
There is a registration for public comment, but the person is not here.
Okay. In that case, if that person shows up, we can come back to general public comment. Now, disclosures and recusals. Members of the body should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Are there any disclosures or recusals? Seeing none, we'll move on. Item number two, recess public hearing, new license for Handy Spot 108 LLC, 5551 East Park Boulevard. Are there any registrants for this item?
There is. This item was referred from last month's meeting. The applicant was in person, had to leave, was unable to connect remotely. He is registered here. His name is Harvinder Singh.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Singh. Can you hear me?
I've asked him to unmute himself.
Hello, you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you. Thanks for
yes.
coming today.
Yes.
And so why don't you tell us about your business and your application?
Yes, actually, my name is Harvinder Singh, and I'm the owner of the East Parkway Boulevard 5551. And I had a license last year in June. I took over, and some health issue. I couldn't reply the application on time. So that's what happened. Like I got like a 1 day delay to reply for a renewal. So that's why I'm here in the meeting today. So I had a heart problem. So I have health issues, and that's why I couldn't make their last meeting. I was there, but I had to leave. I had to take my med, and I tried to connect with the phone, but it didn't work. So I'm the new agent now. My last year agent has left, to play.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming today. And so you're just planning to sell beer. That's correct.
I'm sorry.
Are you just planning to sell beer?
Yeah, beer and wine. Yeah.
Beer and wine. Okay.
Yeah.
Your application. It looks like it. You just checked Class A beer on the agenda. It is listed as Class A beer.
Yeah.
If you plan to sell wine, you would also have to apply for Class A beer, Class A liquor.
Yeah, we applied for liquor, but last year they didn't give us a liquor. They just gave us permission, a license for beer and wine.
Okay.
If I could, so Harvinder, so you applied for a Class A beer, Class A liquor before, and they put a condition on your license that limits your liquor license to wine sales only. But this
yes.
application that you completed recently, you only check the box for a Class A beer. So if the committee approves this application, you would not be able to sell wine. You'd have to submit another application to add the Class A liquor license onto it.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you, Mr. Verbeck. Are there any questions from the committee?
And I'll just say that he only had one condition on his license, and that was to limit the Class A liquor to wine only. And this was a late renewal. He missed the renewal, and that's why he had to reapply.
Ms. Carter?
My only question to the applicant is, does he understand that he's going to have to, if this passes tonight, that he will have to reapply?
For the wine. Yes, I get it. Yeah. So I cannot sell wine till the new application. I have to only sell beer, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions from committee members? Mr. Verbeck, are there any other registrants for this item?
There are not.
Are there any comments from the committee or motion?
I'll move for approval.
I second.
Okay, motion by Alder Knox, seconded by Alder Verveer to approve. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote on this item? Or unanimous yes vote? Seeing none, this item is approved.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Next up is item number 3, new license, Regent Street Mini Mart, 1401 Regent Street. Are there any registrants for this item.
Yes,
Yes,
I am.
Niraj Kushal is registered in here.
Okay, Mr. Kushal, please tell us about your business, your application, and your discussions with the neighborhood and the alder.
So first of all, I want to thank you, the committee, for putting this on an agenda item. So basically what happened during the last review meeting, there was some clerical issues on the application. So we have to go with the Class B beer approval only. And during the last meeting, there was a discussion about putting this application for today's review. So basically we are seeking approval for Class B wine and liquor approval.
Thank you. Are there any questions from committee members? Alder Knox?
Yes, I'm just want to know, since to date, have the applicant had a chance to meet with the alder and with the immediate neighborhood association or members?
We had a meeting with the neighborhood association and discussed this in May 20th meeting. And there was a discussion and they were okay with the approval with certain conditions, which were applied to the Class B beer. So we are going to adhere to those restrictions for this also.
And have you met with the alder?
I believe the elder was notified during our initial application submission.
Okay, I'm just noting some backdated communication from May where he said you have not met with him. So have you actually met with the alder since then?
I believe my wife has, and she has the email communication with him.
Okay, I'm looking in the file. Is that on record, staff? Do we know if that email communication from the wife is on file?
I believe it is. I think she met with the alder and the neighbor association.
And
I know the
yes,
neighbor
we
association
did. Mm-hmm.
had provided some conditions that we put on the license when it came before us, before it was a Class B beer.
Yeah, there's several links on here, so I'll probably have to go back further. Okay, but that's fine. Thanks.
Ms. Farley, you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question for Mr. Verbeek. I believe that there were some conditions discussed at the last meeting, if my memory serves.
You're correct.
Do we have those listed somewhere? I just can't find it.
Yeah, I can read them for you. So there were seven conditions. Number one, there shall be no sale of single bottles or cans of beer or cider no larger than 24 ounces. Number two, there shall be no sales of kegs. Those two were carryovers from when this was a Class A, when they had a Class A license. Number three, maximum total indoor and outdoor seating capacity of 25 persons. Number four, outdoor seating shall only be permitted in the front of the building. Number five, areas where alcohol is consumed will be visible at all times by employees. Number six, alcohol sales shall cease by 9 p.m. daily. And number seven, no on-site alcohol consumption shall be permitted on Badger football game days.
Thank you, Mr. Verbeek. And so my question for the applicant is that they are aware of and agree to those conditions?
Yes, we are.
Do you have any further questions, Ms. Farley? Alder Knox, do you have further questions?
I just have a clarification that these are the same conditions that was on their other license that will be transferred to this license, correct, Jim?
On the Class B beer that was approved at the last meeting, yes, these are the same conditions. As far as the Class A, only the first two conditions were on there.
Okay.
But that was the older license. The newer one had these seven conditions I just read.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any further questions for the applicant? Are there any other, Ms. Farley?
I would like to move to approve with the conditions listed out by Mr. Verbeck.
Second, but Mike's hand's up.
Okay. There is a motion and a second to approve with conditions. Before we vote, we'll ask Alder Revere, do you have any questions?
Yes, thank you, Chair. For the applicant, am I remembering correctly, sir, that you do not intend to serve hard liquor or spirits? I know that's what the original license planned for. The original license we granted several months ago was limited to beer, cider, and wine. Am I remembering correctly that you have no change in that business plan?
The Class B is for the spirits and the beer.
You do want to sell the full range of hard liquor?
Correct me, Jim, if I'm wrong. I know you had some email communication with my wife. And she's not here. She's, you know, at the store right now. So she told me that the similar license was approved for another business who are able to sell the hard liquor.
I'll have to look back in the emails.
While the deputy city clerk is researching that, Chair, let me just share with my colleagues that on July 11th, 2023, the Common Council granted a Class A beer, Class A liquor license for this applicant. And the first condition was sales of alcohol shall be limited to beer, wine, and cider. And my understanding from our meeting last month is that that would remain unchanged. I don't remember seeing anything from the Vilas Neighborhood Association or their president supporting this being a full liquor store, realizing that they're asking for a combination Class B so that consumption may occur on premise. While the deputy city clerk is looking into past history with prior applicants at this address, like 7-Eleven, for example, going back a few years, applicant or sir, could you just confirm that you believe that your wife does want to sell hard liquor or as they're called spirits. And that was represented to the Vilas Neighbor Association and the alder of the district.
Mr. Kushal, did you hear the question?
I did. I'm just trying to confirm with my wife and see if she can, you know, log in quickly.
Alder Revere, do you have any other comments or questions?
Well, unless I understand some further information, I am not comfortable supporting a full liquor license that would not be limited to beer, cider, and wine, as was our previous action when there was a full license before us. Admittedly, that was Class A last year.
Okay.
Alderman, can you remind me what your question was? Was it, does the applicant, did the applicant know that they were applying for a class, for a license to sell liquor?
I wasn't asking you a question, Jim. It was the applicant that asked you a question. He asked you something to the effect of, my wife told me that in the past there was a full liquor license here.
Oh, okay.
And is, am I remembering that correctly, Chair?
I believe the applicant said that a similar business was.
Similar business, not at that location.
Right, that's
Well,
what the
yes.
question
Well,
was.
we obviously know that yes, that there are full Class B combination licenses throughout the city. Yeah, so I'm complete, Chair. I do not support the motion before us, and will oppose it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any other registrants for this item?
There are not.
Is Nancy there?
Are there any other questions for the applicant?
Hello? Okay, sort of on friend consumption must be connected. Why is that not connected? Keep going. Yeah.
Are there any
Was
items
that
of debate on the motion? Alder Knox.
Yeah, I just for the commission itself, I was just wondering, is there any way that we can confirm that the person's wife talked to the alder? Have we gotten anything from the alder that would indicate he had communication with the with these applicants?
I think he might be on the phone with his wife now. A motion to recess would be in order if we want to give him time to, if we want to give people time to find that information or maybe even. So if someone wants to make that motion, they could do so. Ms. Farley, do you have a comment?
I'd like to understand Alder Revere's opposition here. Is it because the license also includes the liquor and that wasn't previously discussed? I think I'm just confused.
Yes, Chair, if I might respond, you're exactly right, Ms. Farley. I'm supportive of the motion to grant a Class B combination alcohol license with all the previously adopted conditions at our last meeting, from our last meeting, but with an additional condition that the license is limited to the sale of beer, cider, and wine. And I could make that amendment if it's in order.
A motion to amend would be in order. Are you making that motion, Alder Revere?
I don't want to step on those that made the original motion if they wish to amend their own motion, but for the sake of moving forward, I indeed I will. So I move to add an additional condition to that which is currently before us to limit the license to the sales of beer, cider, and wine.
Okay, so Alder Revere moves to add a condition limiting sales of liquor to wine. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Seconded by Alder Knox. Is there any anyone opposed to amending the original motion and recording a unanimous vote?
Chair, if I might clarify, because this is a Class B combination, liquor
Yes.
and beer application, one license, not a Class A where it's separate for beer, Class A beer, Class A liquor. The wording, I think, should be my original wording, not what was just repeated. So it would to limit sales to beer, cider, and wine, because it's one license, not just a, it's not a separate liquor license. It's a combination.
Okay, so then the motion is to limit sales to beer, cider, and wine.
Yes, or sales of alcohol shall be limited to beer, cider, and wine. How about that? I'll repeat it one more time for the deputy city clerk. Sales of alcohol shall be limited to beer, cider, and wine. And that's the identical condition that the committee recommended to the Common Council last June when they had Class A beer, Class A liquor license before us.
Okay. Did you catch that, Mr. Verbeek?
I did. The same seven conditions plus an eighth that says sales of alcohol shall be limited to beer, cider, and wine.
Okay. I will ask the applicant what he's found out. So, Mr. Kishal.
Okay, so I was able to get a hold of her. So basically, what she has told me that a similar license is held by, I believe, Festival Food also. They have a combination and they are able to sell liquor. So that was the intent to update, you know, have the updated license, like application.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from committee members about the motion to amend the original motion? Is there anyone opposed to Ms. Farley?
Have we had previous discussions about when we're, I feel like this might have come up for Class A licenses though, where we've talked about for things like hard seltzer or kind of like canned cocktails, or if that's a concern.
I don't think that's a concern in this case. Well, I guess if with the motion before us is to add the condition, sales of alcohol shall be limited to beer, cider, and wine. So if there's a concern that that language doesn't include spirit-based seltzers, then that's something the committee could consider. So the question is, should the motion be amended to add the condition sales of alcohol shall be limited to beer, cider, and wine? Is anyone opposed to amending the motion as such? Seeing none, that motion passes. So now the question is, shall the license be approved with all the conditions, including sales of alcohol shall be limited to beer, cider, and wine? So Mr. Verbeek, can you just remind us of the conditions?
Yep, hold on a second. The conditions are, one, there shall be no sale of single bottles or cans of beer or cider, no larger than 24 ounces. Number two, there shall be no sale of kegs. Three, maximum total indoor and outdoor seating capacity of 25 persons. Number four, outdoor seating shall only be permitted in the front of the building. Five, areas where alcohol is consumed will be visible at all times by employees. Number six, alcohol shall cease by 9 p.m. daily. Seven, no on-site alcohol consumption shall be permitted on Badger football home game days. And number eight, sales of alcohol shall be limited to beer, cider, and wine.
Thank you. Is there any opposition to approving the license with the conditions just stated? Seeing none, that motion passes unanimously. So, Mr. Cashall, do you understand what just happened? We approved the Class B combo license, but with all the conditions that you previously agreed to, and then added the condition, sales of alcohol shall be limited to beer, cider, and wine.
Yes, I do. I mean, it's the same restriction, same license, what we had before. You know, just a Class B now.
So this application and the one we previously discussed will go to the Common Council on July 16th. With that, there is no other business on the agenda. So I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
And motion to adjourn by Ms. Carter, second by Ms. Farley. Anyone opposed? Seeing none. Thank you, everyone, for attending this special meeting. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Have a good evening, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.